Violet's Discovery, Part 2. Violet's eyes opened as she began to sit up and get out of bed, but she was rudely reminded of her injury as a sharp pain shot through her leg. She reached for her crutches and hobbled down to the kitchen. Violet sat with a gloomy look on her face as she stared into her cereal bowl. "I can't do anything I planned this summer. I can't run with my friends or do any of the summer training our team has planned." Her mom listened, then paused for a moment before answering, "Violet, I'm sorry that you're going through this. It must be frustrating to have an injury upset all your plans." "Yeah," grumbled Violet as she sat sulking. "Mom, you know that verse in my room that says to give thanks in everything? How am I supposed to be thankful for this?" Violet's anger leaked out as she asked the question. "That's a good question. Giving thanks in everything is the opposite of what we normally want to do. However, nothing around you has to change in order to be thankful. What has to change is how you see it. When you see in thankfulness, joy is quick to follow." "Well, there is nothing here to be thankful for," retorted Violet. "I can't do what I love, and I am going to be miserable for months." Violet pushed away from the table and stomped out to the porch. As she sat on the porch swing, she looked out across the yard. The breeze rustled the trees and caught her hair. After a few minutes of stewing over her anger, Violet felt the warm wind on her face and thought, "I don't want this to be a miserable summer. I don't want to feel like this for the next 8 weeks. But how am I supposed to see things differently?" She got up and went back inside to see her mom. "Mom, I'm sorry I was short with you. It wasn't right to take my anger out on you. I do want to have a good summer. I do want to have joy. I just don't know how I'm supposed to change the way I see things." "Thankfulness is a muscle. It is something we must exercise and develop. With practice, it gets stronger and easier to use. To start, how about you write out a list of 10 things you are thankful for today?" "That sounds like fun," Violet said with a smirk. But since she had been resting anyway, she decided it would be a decent way to pass the time. She dug out a notebook from her bag and headed to the swing. As she went close to the door, she tripped and collapsed to the ground. "Come on, this is ridiculous!" Violet climbed back to her feet and made it the rest of the way to the swing. She sat with her notebook, but was now in a terrible mood. "Let's see if this thankful thing really works." She numbered the page 1 to 10 and then sat up to think. She slowed down her thoughts and cleared her mind as she began to look around her. Number 1. "I am thankful for this swing I can relax on." Number 2. "I am thankful for the warm breeze today." Number 3. "I am thankful for the sound of the rustling leaves in the trees." As Violet wrote, she began to feel her anger melt away and a little warmth of joy growing inside of her. When she finally got to number 10, she was smiling. "I am thankful for being able to talk to my mom and for her listening to me when I'm upset." With that, Violet sat back, took in the warm breeze, and relaxed as she swung.